WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this. The result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Fan of Apollo Crews, this was your show. He was on a lot. This is a Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sarak and that's Lindsay Ward.
I mean, we have to say this. People that we haven't seen in a while, like Apollo Crews, are getting a push, or they're at least being featured on Monday Night Raw, and I can't complain about that.
I can. Get into it.
I'm trying to find the positive. We saw Jinder Mahal for the first time in months.
Almost a year. Over a year, maybe. When did he get hurt? Last year after WrestleMania?
I think so. Wasn't he in the Rumble, though?
No.
Anyway, he cut his hair, guys. He looks super good.
10 years younger. Let's see. When did Jinder Mahal get hurt? He got hurt June 28th. So almost a year. While chasing the, the 24/7 championship. I think he got hurt and all that.
Poor Jinder.
So, there was that. He was supposed to be out 12 months, 6 to 12 months, so he's right in the window. He came back, he defeated Akira Tozawa in a minute. Alright, people of the internet, we need to have a conversation now. Jinder Mahal versus Drew McIntyre is not a matchup you need to see. Jinder Mahal, Drew McIntyre is not the feud you want. Please, do not put into the universe a Jinder Mahal versus Drew McIntyre feud. Especially with no crowd.
Yeah, can we wait till we have the crowds back for that one?
Even with a crowd, it's not going to be any good.
I understand that, but I would rather have a crowd than no crowd. Now, if they want to be friends, and they want to run around as friends, and then eventually Jinder turns on Drew after we have the crowds back, that's completely fine.
I don't want to say it.
It does nothing for me, no offense to either man, because they're both lovely in their own right, but I just feel like you're going to have to build a little history there. I understand 3MB and all that stuff, but you need to build something between them, because at this point, I don't even remember how 3MB broke up.
Doesn't matter how they broke up. Jinder Mahal's boring, and Drew McIntyre needs someone with charisma to work off of. If he has to fight someone boring like Jinder, the boring side of Drew McIntyre is going to come out, and boy oh boy, that will put you to sleep.
Yeah.
Just being real. You don't need it. You don't. And I've seen a lot of it on Twitter. It's like, oh my god, can you imagine it? Yeah. It'd be boring. It would not be good television. Just pointing that out. Bobby Lashley beat Denzel Dejonette or whatever on the show. He told Lana to stay away. Liv Morgan keeps up her winning streak against Ruby Riott.
Good for her.
Good stuff on that one.
And everybody that's complaining that Ruby is continuing to lose, they're trying to make Liv Morgan right now. Just chill.
So it was supposed to be Nia Jax versus Asuka versus Shayna Baszler. Match never got started. Nia took both women out with a ladder. They were like, what happened?
Shayna was extremely confused. Like, I don't think I've ever seen Shayna that puzzled before, but she was like, what just happened?
What the hell did I just run into? So yeah. All right. Point number two. God, this show with Nia and Jinder is going to be... it's going to be a struggle, chat. It's going to be a struggle. Anyway. Just telling you, it's going to be a struggle. Monday Night Raw opened up with the MVP Lounge. He had guests. He had Apollo Crews. He had Aleister Black. And he had Rey Mysterio. The MVP doesn't let the people talk. He tries to talk over them. Then Andrade, Zelina, Austin Theory, and Angel Garza came out. And like Vega's like, no one wants to hear from what Apollo has to say. And her men should be in the match. Not those three. So she was like, you know, we should do a thing where they get the win and they get a thing. And anyway, it turned into a 6-man tag. Rey Mysterio, Aleister Black, and Apollo Crews. And by God, it went on for 25 minutes.
They tried. I mean, I'm still going to maintain that one of the most entertaining things is Zelina Vega and Aleister Black. Just because he's trying so hard to look at her and not be in love with her, and she's trying so hard to hate him, and I feel like they're like halfway succeeding on both counts, and it's adorable.
So Apollo Crews ended up beating Andrade in this match.
Much to Zelina's chagrin.
After 25 minutes. Then they were backstage, and Zelina was complaining and whatever, and then Andrade was complaining, and Andrade and was like basically put out, he can't beat me in a singles match for the championship. And Crews overheard it and was like, all right, you want to go? Let's go. And then there was a little smack talk and a smack and, you know, title match. So later in the show, Apollo Crews fans rejoice. You had him in a U.S. championship match against Andrade. That went 17 minutes, with the ending going where Apollo couldn't continue because his leg was too injured. So no real satisfying finish to the match.
So the feud continues for next week.
And you saw Apollo Crews walking around backstage limping with crutches. Okay. I know what they're doing. I know that it's you're working with a limited crew and you're trying to stretch things out. But by God, I don't need to see Apollo Crews wrestle for 45 minutes and Andrade wrestle for 45 minutes. I'm sorry. I don't need to see it. You can stretch other matches.
Twice.
Yeah, it's two matches. So 45 minutes in total in two matches. Like one 20-minute match. Okay, fine. But it was 25 minutes, whatever you want to call it. That's fine. It was really long. Twitter knew it was long. Everyone knew it was long because it went through like three breaks. And it's like, and he was in the opening segment. So it's like the whole thing, it's a lot. And it's like, I know you're trying to push new people, but it's when you have a moveset, okay, you can do this and this and this, and you come back and do this and this and this again. It just, it's a lot. Especially when you're having in this situation where, okay, this would have worked better in front of a live crowd because now the crowd's behind Apollo to get the title match and then him fighting. It was like the crowd would give you that extra boost to get you through and you didn't have it. I know I'm complaining, but it's like,
the crowd would have really helped this make this more exciting because this was built for a crowd reaction, like you said, of everybody getting behind Apollo. And I think we all were. I think we were all behind Apollo at home and we were cheering for him on Twitter, but what helps to make this better is to have that live audience and that live cheering and reaction and everybody screaming like, yeah, kick his butt, beat him up, take his title, do the thing, woo! And then we all get upset and boo when Apollo loses because Andrade wins by either cheating. So, or some other method of disqualification.
Ref stoppage, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for whatever reason. So this is like tailor built for it. And it was don't get me wrong. Okay. And don't get us wrong. What they did tonight was great for Apollo. The fact that he was featured tonight, the fact that he got more TV time tonight than he has in the past
year and a half.
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Was awesome, and it was great to see him. But, like, I think they're still adjusting. I think they're still trying to figure this out, and they're writing wrestling like they know how to write wrestling, which is for the crowd. And the problem is that there is no crowd there to live react to what they're doing.
Like, the squash matches work. The 2 minute squash matches work in this environment. But 45 minutes of the same person wrestling does not work on this type of show right now. It just doesn't. Was it bad wrestling? No, that's not what I'm complaining about. It's just, you zone out. You lose interest because, again, there's no pop of the crowd. There's no excitement. So it's like, you have to do something to keep the interest, and it lost me. It legit lost me in this match. Throughout the night, just seeing the same thing over and over and over again from them. That's all. You can figure out ways. You can, like, the one match they promoted, the three-way, that never actually happened, could have filled up some time, but they didn't want to do that match, even though that was the promoted match. It's just unfortunate.
Can we talk about how we got the best of Triple H tonight, except we didn't get Triple H? Because that was the one, like, I understand they are celebrating the 25th anniversary of Hunter, and they absolutely should, because he's been there 25 years. He will be there for the rest of his life because he's married to the family. But it's like they're showing all these wonderful Triple H moments throughout the night, and all these great things, and all these wonderful memories, and everything like that. We had the celebration on SmackDown. We get to the end of the night. No Triple H. Like, we heard his theme 20 times tonight. No Triple H in person. Which, he was never promoted, but it's kind of like, okay, alright, you guys keep talking about him all night. I would think he would come out at some point and, like, wave. But he doesn't have to. Like, there's no reason why he necessarily should. Beyond he's there. We all know he's there. So, because somebody's got to run this shit. So, you know, it's like, hey, Hunter, just run out real quick and wave and run to the back. It's fine. It's totally fine. But, I mean, I think the other side to this, and what is hurting the product right now, and it is no fault of WWE's, is the fact that they are completely limited in who they can bring in, is that Raw just lacks star power. And what they're trying to make right now is stars to have on the show, because Seth and Drew are carrying the show right now. We're past WrestleMania, we're kind of in that lull between Mania and Money in the Bank, where all the big names go away, like Taker and Goldberg and Brock, and, you know, the list goes on and on and on of all the featured performers that were at WrestleMania. We don't see them anymore. And then we go back to the regular roster, and it's kind of like, oh, you know, where it's like all that excitement is gone. It's like the day after Christmas, you know, where it's like you've opened all your presents and you're like, oh, shit, now I have nothing.
Wait, what'd you just say?
Well, we did have one thing. We'll get to that. But
no, I'm just saying, you said the word. I'm just saying.
I say it 20 times a day at least. So, yes, I curse like a sailor. Deal with it.
Okay, so here's the problem. Here's the problem. See, I knew I saw it, right? 6 hours ago, this takes sharing a ride with a friend to a whole new level. Don't miss a moment of Triple H's return to WWE Raw tonight, 8, 7 Central on USA.
Well, I mean, he returned, just not in a physical form. He was in clips. They probably cut the segment because the show was running long, and so they're like, Hunter, you are on SmackDown, that's good enough. Go sit down and be happy. Which, by the way, the fact that they did not have something from Taker for the roast of Triple H makes me really, really sad. And when all this is over, I want a proper goddamn roast of Triple H. I would like very much to have that in my life. If somebody, WWE, if you're still listening, if you listen at all, please, please, just get everybody together and just have them roast Triple H. It will be quality content, I assure you.
I just got annoyed that they kept playing Triple H. The top 10 moments of Triple H. It's like they keep playing his music over and over again. It's like, okay, he's just showing up. I mean, because I read the tweet earlier. I was like, he's going to be on the show. So I was like, all right, that's cool. Something to look forward to. And
I mean, I almost would have rather they just showed one of his matches.
I'd been fine. Or a funny segment from history overall. Like, that would have been fun.
But they did what they did. And it was fine. It just wasn't the most engaging thing.
No, you wanted to. I kind of wanted to see him. Anyway.
Especially now that he's all cleaned up and pretty, you kind of wanted to see him. But it's fine. It is what it is. But the peak of this show, the highlight of the show was the end.
Hold up, before we get there, we have two things we have to get through. Ricochet and Cedric Alexander beat Chase Parker and Matt Martel, and the Viking Raiders found the red light room.
The Viking Raiders are out of the car. They finished their turkey legs. They're all business again.
So that's good. Angel Garza flirted with Charlie Caruso.
Okay, I have an issue with this. Okay?
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with a little harmless flirting. Nothing. Except he's canonically married.
To that random photographer that was on TV a couple weeks ago.
Yes, if I did apologize for it on the show, my humblest apologies to Angel Garza's wife. I did not realize that was you. You are gorgeous. You are stunning. Make out with him on TV more. Anyway, I'm not sure, like, harmless flirting, kissing, they're playing up the Latin lover, which is a stereotype, but whatever. Okay. When you have him flirting with Charlie, and he's married, like, it proposed to his girlfriend on NXT after he won
the Cruiserweight title.
The Cruiserweight title live, or taped to live,
no, it was
whatever.
That was live.
Like, did that on TV, so it's canon that Angel Garza is engaged to be married, if not already married. Like, that's there. We all know that's there. And then you have him pulling this crap. It's like, wait a minute, hold on a second. I'm not sure I'm 100% cool with the message that sends. Like, it's one thing if, like, you know, he had proposed to her off camera, we never knew about it, or we know about it, but it's not public knowledge kind of thing. It's like any other wrestler, right? They're married at home. We all know they're married at home. It's a storyline. You know, it's whatever. But, you know, their wife doesn't figure in any kind of storylines any way, shape, or form in WWE TV. Unless you're Stephanie McMahon or The Undertaker's wife. Either one.
But, Trish was single on television, even though she was in a relationship her entire career. But she was single on television. But when you tie it all together and then you try to pull it apart, it's weird.
Yeah, it's okay if they're single on television, what I'm trying to say, and they're with somebody off camera, because that's not impacting storylines, that's not part of storylines. It would kind of be like Hunter's with Steph, but Hunter and Steph don't always appear like that, and now Hunter's flirting with some sweet young thing.
With Trish Stratus.
Like what Vince used to do. It's like, it's not the best message to send, and I know they used to do it all the time, but it's like, I'm not sure if that's 100% the best thing to do.
But it's like,
okay.
It's been 4 months. We saw a proposal, and now he's now on the main roster, so he's single on the main roster. I don't know.
He's a hoe on the main roster. That's what he is.
Yeah. By the way, we have some news we have to talk about, because I have to play a sounder.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Apollo Crews has a knee injury, quote unquote, and will not be able to make it to Money in the Bank.
Uh-oh, so who's going to take Apollo Crews' place?
We'll have to find out. So after 45 minutes. All right, now let's get to the big moment. Oh, by the way, next week it's Street Profits versus the Viking Raiders. All right, main event segment, go. Talk about it.
All right, so we had our contract signing for the WWE Championship. No, Universal Champion. Wait, no, WWE. Yeah. Gotta get him right. I'm not even sure which title is on the show anymore. WWE Championship, Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins. Seth came out looking very cleaned up, but his beard is getting a little bushy. He was in a suit and tie and one damn glove. You would think in a pandemic he would have two, but oh no, we're still doing the one. It's whatever. He comes out, he sits down, he's all methodical, he's all quiet, he's the Messiah, Seth Rollins. Oh. And then Drew comes out in his leather jacket, V-neck black shirt, and jeans, looking very fine with his title. They sit down, they have words. Drew McIntyre drops the word shit on Monday Night Raw, completely casual, keeps going.
Hold on, I'm going to cut you off. Seth Rollins was talking about how he's a leader and Drew McIntyre is not. And he will make the sacrifice for the greater good and take home the title to be the leader everyone needs. Continue.
And this is where Drew basically either calls it shit or calls Seth full of shit or something to that effect.
He's full of shit.
And there's a moment where they zoom in on Seth's face and Seth, like, really quietly says, "What did you just say?" Like, He's all stunned. Twitter implodes because, like, everybody's like, wait, what? What? What did he just say? What? Did he just say what I think he just said? Did he get the S word? Because that's where we're at. Raw. Which I think by TV rating definitions, especially this late at night, I'm not sure if they're still PG or if they've gone back up to PG-13 or if they're kind of in between, but I think they get one, especially this late. I think they get one. But anyway, Twitter freaks out. Things break down in the ring.
So basically, Drew said, next time you do it, go for the throat, because I'm sure as hell going to go for yours. And then the things exploded.
Drew slams Seth's face into the table. The table, the chairs get thrown. Fight ensues.
Drew threw that table far.
Drew was into it, man. He was chucking furniture. He was chucking Seth. Buddy Murphy shows up. They found him. He makes a save for Seth. Seth and Buddy embrace. And then Drew comes in with just a really nasty either knee or kick.
The Claymore kick.
And just boots Murphy right in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, ow. So Murphy goes down and is left in a heap and Rollins gets away.
Best segment. It's not. They're not gonna be fined. TBS airs the weird shit all the time. It was at 10:55. No one's being fined for the word shit.
Yeah, like I said, I think depending on the rating, they get one. And honestly, they say worse on any other network channel this late at night. Anyway, it's not like they dropped an F-bomb. That would have been completely different. And I don't think USA is basic cable.
Yeah, say they are Bear Boys uncensored. I mean, it's fine. Cursing doesn't matter in 2020. I mean, we have more important things to deal with in 2020 than someone saying the word shit.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's fine. Okay, I thought I knocked my wine over. Anyway, yes, I've been drinking. Just everybody deal with it. So, yeah. It's nothing. It's really nothing. The Twitter reaction was better than the actual, like, word being dropped on Raw, because everybody just freaked. Everybody just lost it. Because this is like, wait, what? What? Because, I mean, lest we forget, Corey Graves got it on the show once or twice.
I mean, yeah.
So, but I thought this was a good ending to Raw. I thought it was a good setup for Money in the Bank. They're continuing to push the show, which is live-ish. Parts will be live,
Parts may be live.
In a week from Sunday. So we're getting there. We're building. I'm a little worried about the women's Money in the Bank just because of who they're putting in there. But it's not a traditional Money in the Bank ladder match. So we'll have to see how this goes. It could be all right.
Could be fine. We'll see. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday, we're back live at 10 p.m. Eastern with The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT, all your favorites. It's The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on all your favorite social media platforms. Saturday night, midnight-ish. It's CB Radio. On May the 2nd, which is 2 days before May the 4th. GreatTheGreatDebate.com, CBRadioLive.com. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio will be live. 10 p.m. Eastern to preview Money in the Bank. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free by hitting that purple rectangular button above the screen, or just do it because you like us. Because, you know, why not? Use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop. #@ Epic Partner.
You know what, guys? Speaking of May the 2nd, because you bring it up, my birthday is May the 2nd.
God, she's going to turn this into a shield to follow her channel.
I learned from the best. So, you know, if you'd like to celebrate my birthday with me, well, you can just go over to twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward and follow my channel. It's for free. And if we get to affiliate, you get fish butts. So let's get to affiliate. Let's go. But yes. Am I going to do something live? I don't know. I don't know what's going on Saturday yet.
She'll probably be here.
I'll be live Saturday night for sure, but I still have to get my internet fixed. That's part of why I haven't been streaming lately, is because my internet has been shit. So I'm trying to get Comcast to take care of it, but it's just difficult because I keep forgetting to call during the day. But anyway, yeah. So Saturday is my birthday, so please follow the channel, so you know we can all celebrate my birthday. Ding! And you can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD.
It's been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack, and right back here for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here, twitch.tv/MBGLive, and wildtalkradio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.